Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. Turkey says it has carried out a series of airstrikes on Islamic State targets in Syria, further expanding the involvement in the battle against the extremist group. Strikes came a day after reports suggested that President Recep Tayyip Erdogan was agreed to a U.S. fighter planes use Incirlik Air Base in Turkey to launch the attacks on the militants. U.S. Defense Secretary Ashton Carter made an unannounced visit Thursday to Iraq, saying he wanted a firsthand look at U.S. and Iraqi efforts to thwart the advances of the Islamic State militants. As the insurgents overran Ramadi in May, Mr. Carter complained Iraqi troops showed no will to fight. But at the first stop of a day-long visit, he praised Iraqi counter-terrorism troops. Top Obama administration officials face some tough questioning in the first Senate hearing on the Iran nuclear agreement. Secretary of State John Kerry urged members of the Senate Foreign Relations Committee Thursday to accept the deal.
The choice we face is between an agreement that will ensure Iran's nuclear program is limited, rigorously scrutinized, and wholly peaceful, or no deal at all.
Secretary Kerry testified at the hearing, along with Energy Secretary Ernest Moniz and Treasury Secretary Jack Lew. Congress has to accept or reject the accord by mid-September. President Obama on his way to Ethiopia and Kenya to highlight growth in American economic limits with links, that is, with sub-Saharan Africa. He's scheduled to arrive later today in Kenya, where he will attend the Global Entrepreneurship Summit in Nairobi. This is VOA News. New report finding the U.S. military mistakenly had shipped live anthrax samples to dozens of labs for more than a decade. The Defense Department report, released on Thursday, said live anthrax spores were sent to 86 labs in the U.S., plus facilities in Australia, Britain, Canada, Germany, Italy, Japan, and South Korea. Spores did not pose a risk to general public, according to the report. Contact with live anthrax can lead to a severe flu-like illness that could be fatal if not treated early. A gunman in the southern U.S. state of Louisiana opened fire late Thursday in a movie theater, killing two people, wounding seven others before killing himself. Officials say they know the identity of the gunman, but have only revealed that he was a 58-year-old man. About 100 people were in the theater watching the film Trainwreck when the gunman began shooting his fellow moviegoers with a handgun. Tanya Clark was in the theater lobby at the time of the shooting.
Like a whole group of people, teenagers mainly, running out, telling everybody to run for their life. And I was teenagers just playing like a little prank, you know. And then I see a whole nother bigger group coming out screaming the same thing. And my reaction was, and then we saw a lady with blood all over her leg. I just grabbed my child and we just all ran.
There's no word on a possible motive for the shooting. China has criticized long prison sentences in Myanmar given to more than 150 Chinese nationals convicted of illegal logging. We get more now from VOA correspondent Steve Herman.
The Chinese Foreign Ministry, in a statement, is calling for Myanmar to deal with its jailed nationals in a lawful, reasonable, and justified manner, asking for all those convicted of illegal logging to be returned to China as soon as possible. A total of 156 Chinese were arrested in January for illegal activities in forests in Kachin State along Myanmar's border with China. On Wednesday, all but three of the defendants were given what were termed as life sentences. Observers in Myanmar, also known as Burma, say prisoners typically serve 20 years for such sentences. Steve Herman, Bangkok.
And in science news, a planet believed to be remarkably similar to Earth has been discovered orbiting a distant sun-like star. The planet, whose radius is about 1.5 times larger than Earth's, orbits its star in 385 days. Its star is 4% more massive than the sun and 10% brighter. Planet orbits its star at an optimal distance in which water could have collected, liquid water, in the so-called habitable zone.
That's the latest world news from VOA.